Good evening, and welcome to Wicked Pacts, Sacrifice in the Boardroom, Chapter 3. In a nearby alley, David Hunter finished his meeting with Lenny, a man who leads a group of fellow homeless devoted to Moloch. David has tasked them to destroy those inside Parish Flowers. Across the street in the floral shop, the targets discuss what they have learned. Mr. Parish, no longer associated with the Hermetic Order, has been helpful in giving information the heroes seek. We begin the tale this evening with the cultists storming the floral shop with murder on their mind.
Here, Piggy!
My door! Dude, you're gonna pay for that!
My Dark Prince Moloch sends his greetings. Tonight, your guts shall be offered up to the greatest prince of hell.
How about I help you meet your Dark Prince, Ventrion Angcho?
Come on in, boys. Chicky here has a shadow sword.
It doesn't even look real.
Huh. Let me show you how real it is, Skidmark.
Guys, I see more assholes coming to the front door.
I brought plenty to party with.
Oh, man. I think I hear a movement from my back office also.
Let's get them, boys.
Atrazavgus. Good luck getting through this.
Dragon skin spell? Far out. Hey, can you do that on me?
Sorry, old man. No time. You might just want to find some cover.
We got two coming through the front door.
We got you back, Peter.
Who's ready for barbecue?
What the fuck?
Firelash! Try and avoid it if you can. Verla, Renal!
Oh, no, you don't. Atola!
Where'd she go?
Behind you, shithead.
Son of a bitch shot at me!
How well can you shoot through a frozen hand? Fintica!
Let's throw some heat on that ice. Levitas!
Feel my lash, witch! Ah!
Guys, someone's trying to get in through my office door.
Kinda busy.
Tired of you guys. Acrolus Broma.
Holy fuck! His arms! His face!
Another one got in. What's in with these guys?
Atola. Duck, Pita. Achuri.
Stop that, bitch!
Levitas! What the hell? Why didn't that work?
Ha, nice try. Your flames won't get past this talisman.
Ow! He got me!
No! Hey, lady! Drink this potion! It'll help!
Thanks. Damn, Pita. I am feeling powerful.
I can't break free of this whip!
I smell cooked long pig.
Die, beast!
Hey, lady! Hit their leader now! That potion I gave you should have kicked in by now.
Got it. My name is Audrey, by the way. Die, asshole.
Shit!
Thanks, Audrey.
Yeah. Roderick, are you okay?
Seems our friend here knows the claws of the beast spell.
That looks like a lot more than claws he gained.
Yeah, they really should have thought of a better name for that one.
Okay. Just give me a minute. Peter, are you okay?
I'll live. These bums wrecked my shop, though. I'll go in the back and get some healing potions.
You got any gin back there?
Sure thing. It's the least I can do for you guys saving my ass.
More importantly, how the hell did they know where we were?
Any number of ways. I never thought to ask if anyone was looking for a tail.
If they hit Peter, they might know about the other person with the camera. We should probably go check them out now.
He's right.
Here you go. One healing potion for each of you, and a glass of gin for you, sir.
Yeah, thanks. We have to leave now. You may not be the only person in danger tonight.
Oh, how can I help?
By staying alive. The Order may not say it, but people like us appreciate your services. Not to mention we appreciate the information you gave us tonight.
Anytime, Audrey.
Do you have a place you can go to that's safe till it all blows over?
I can crash at my old lady's place. I'll just load up the microbus with my go bag and leave. Let me know when you put a stop to this.
Let's go. Hope you can drive fast, Renzo.
Oh yeah, with ease.
Might need more of those healing potions.
Meanwhile, across the city, evil continues with their plan.
Take these vials to the company. Anton will know what to do with them.
Yes, Matriarch.
Marcus, my dear.
Yes, Matriarch.
Has that worm David contacted us yet?
Speak of the devil, and he shall appear.
You are not even a pale shadow to our dark lord.
A figure of speech, Bridget. Your fears are put to rest. Those intruders are dead.
You will address her as Matriarch, you insolent dog.
Wow, ease up there, Fido. Sorry, just caught up in the moment. Apologies, Matriarch.
Did you confirm this?
No need. They got the job done.
Then you'll have no problem contacting your muscle to verify.
Yeah, no problem. Let me grab my phone.
They have a phone?
Yeah, Lenny keeps one on him. Oh, it's ringing. Huh.
Problem?
It went to voicemail. They're probably busy. I'll check later.
They are dead, you fool.
Nah, those cannibals are dining on Hermetic Order ribs.
I do not understand why you sully yourself by associating with such rabble.
But they are devout followers of Moloch.
And you just left, assuming they were successful.
I mean, yeah, why not? It's not like they were going up against Amber.
Did you even take the time to get to know these three?
Why bother with three hack mages that the Orders use?
While you were once again cutting corners, David, I took the time to investigate who they are.
Okay, I got it. Don't sweat it. Those three are toast.
Renzo Giordano graduated top of his class. He's a warlock with many accomplishments within the Hermetic Order. Born into wealth and a skilled alchemist. Audrey Halford is a shadow mage who has had a successful minor criminal career, yet she seems to have a heart of gold. The Hermetic Order was smart enough to recruit her, and since then she has been one of their best operatives. And finally, there is Roderick Fibes, a man that intrigues me. Scribe mage who has a fondness for forbidden knowledge. Captured by the Hermetic Order for stealing from them, but since then they have been making him work off his crime. You see, these three are not hacks, as you call them. Be glad they did not call in Augustina Bella. I have encountered that woman before. She's a formidable opponent. Follow up on your gutter trash and see that they did their job. Finish this. I will meet you at the ceremony tomorrow. Now leave me. I grow tired of your failures.
Yes, Matriarch.
Tune in next week for another exciting chapter of Wicked Pacts, Sacrifice in the Boardroom, starring Raymond Neal, Emma Collins, Mickey Barfield, Virginia Mills, Chris Forster, Dan Jones, John Hunter, and Tom Cavender. Written and directed by Mickey Barfield. Audio and technical by Green Team Media, Mike Sitjar, and Mickey Barfield. Music and sound effects by Artlist.